This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, folks. Really appreciate that. Cranking up another hour. Covering a lot of ground today. There's a lot of things sort of in the news on my mind, and you as well, obviously. So we got to get to our health. Nothing more important than our health. We're going to do that this hour. The fight or flight question for President Trump. And I want to start with the border. The border. All right, but first, some calls been waiting a while to get in here. You know, we're very proud of our audience here in the Northern Plains. But the fact that there is listeners on the board right now from Carrington, North Dakota, Judd, North Dakota, and San Francisco, California gives you an idea of the variety. We love it. So let me, just because I'm curious, start with San Francisco here. Carrington, then Judd. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, thanks, Scott. Yeah, a couple of things. I heard education, you know, being discussed there a little bit ago. You had the woman from the college. There was an earlier caller as well. Education is primary importance as the world changes. You know, we've got enormous technological changes as every minute that goes by, and for somebody to not keep up with it means that the chances of them getting cheated are enormous. And what's even worse, you've noticed with this scandal that showed up a week or so ago about the people cheating, the millionaires buying their kids' ways into universities and basically pushing the smart kids out, and you know, the rich dummies are making their way to the top. When you start looking at architectural standards, you start looking at the way that if these kids graduate with a phony degree and then they get promoted to the top, they get to be the CEO of a corporation, that corporation can basically, loot a nation, it can loot a county, it can loot a state, and everybody gets cheated solely because the parents cheated at the beginning. And one of the things, you know, I've argued with you before about these pipelines. You know, the idea that the flood is going on right now in the Dakotas and in Iowa and down in Illinois, can you imagine that DAPL pipeline or the XL pipeline, how much undermining is going on with that flood? And if that pipeline...
Undermining by a pipeline connected to a flood. Connect the dots here for me. You're getting very San Francisco very quick on me. What are you talking about?
The flood undermines the pipe, and then all of a sudden the pipe breaks. Out here in San Francisco, well, just a little south.
The pipe is much further down than the flood. You know what I mean? They bury the pipe.
No, it's above ground in some places. It's below ground in some places. But either way, if say, for example, that reservoir, you remember there was so much protest at that reservoir.
Here's the deal, David. You need to know this. I mean, you're talking about scenarios, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I want to tell you reality. That is that the liquids transported by pipeline get to where they're going safer than any other transport of liquids, any other fuel, anything else. It's a statistical fact.
What a good issue.
And if you said, let's go the David way. We're worried about flooding and pipelines, so we're going to not use pipelines anymore. Do you know how much you'd pay for gas in San Francisco?
We're already paying some of the highest prices in America, but that's
quadruple it. Quadruple it. That is the point. You're not facing reality. You're getting sucked into the Alexander Ocasio-Cortez argument of $100 trillion to fix a problem humans haven't created. The globe has created. It's not humans. So it just it's not worth the time. It really is not worth the time, David. Charles in Carrington, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, I called in a couple days ago about the pills that are going to the veterans, and I don't know if anybody done it. Heard anything on that or not?
We did, yes, Charles. We did. We did. We did. We actually played that for Congressman Armstrong yesterday on the program. He had dug up a little work on it. I think I have some data. First of all, they wonder if, because you were peeling off labels, if you didn't get down to the made in the USA, as in the container was made in the USA, not the medicine. That was one question, because some of the containers are made in China. And that's obviously different than...
I've got the container in my hand, and it says manufactured by Y Chang, Humanwell, Oral, Solids, Dosage Plants, Y Chang, China.
Yeah, so that sounds like it's the medicine, doesn't it? Sounds like it to me by what's that saying.
Metformin, yeah, metformin for my diabetes. And it was repackaged by Athena Pharma, Cookerville, Tennessee.
Interesting. So anyway, what I should do, Charles, is put you on hold, get you an email, and then we'll send you the back and forth with Congressman Armstrong on this so you've got it. The other part of this I was going to tell you just briefly for anybody that did miss it is that not a huge percentage, but some drugs are manufactured overseas. What they told us is those drugs go through the very same check process on the integrity, the quality, the safety, all of that, from the FDA that if it was made in the U.S. So basically, it's the same. It's the same, precautions or the same, things you're putting in place to make sure it's okay for you to take. So that was the other part of it. I want you to hear the whole thing. So if you hang on, we'll email that to you, okay?
But I want to know is, I'm 71 years old, and I'm in the middle of driving a truck right at the moment. But I just don't understand. You know, we aren't good enough to have American products. I just don't quite understand that.
Oh, I hear you. I think there's no doubt about it, but we could say that about everything, Charles. On the other hand, a medicine that goes to a vet, pretty darn important. So why are we relying on it there? I think your big question is it safe? And according to Congressman Armstrong, it is, because it goes through the same, just as safe as American-made products. But the bigger question, you're right. I don't disagree at all. I don't disagree.
China sent us toys with lead paint on them. China sent us dog food that was poison. Stuff that was over there came over here.
Yeah.
I just don't, I just don't trust it.
You're right to worry.
We don't have a trade deal with China.
Not right now, we don't. I mean, we have a very, very bad trade deal, but we're trying to get a better one. But they're close. Charles, hang on. And I'm going to have Daniel get your email. I'm going to send you the segment with Congressman Armstrong from yesterday, okay? I promise. Dana and Judd, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me today, Scott?
I can. I'm glad we didn't. You called yesterday, and we unfortunately couldn't hear a darn thing, and then you dropped off. So go ahead. I can hear you now.
I dropped off my card to you because I wanted you to be able to put a face to my voice when we talk. And I would like to meet with you off the air to explain what happened to me that made me so inclined to call you and voice my opinion. But I wanted to talk today on the museum out there.
Yes, sir.
And I'm Rich Warner was on the other day, and he's this legacy fund that's going out to Prairie Dog Bill, which helps all the counties across the state.
Those are two different things. Those are two different things. But you have legacy fund, which is one of many ideas, is the $50 million that leverages $100 million from the earnings. Separate from that, you're talking about the Prairie Dog Bill, which is essentially an infrastructure deal, $250 million every biennium for as far as the eye can see for every county, city, and township. I'm committed to make sure that, okay, that was not in my idea the best way to do it, but we're doing it, so let's support it, but let's make sure it relieves property taxes. It needs to be to use to offset what local subdivisions charge you and I for property taxes. So that's the next fight there.
That it feeds back to the people and gives them relief too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the museum, if they put it in, it sounds like they're gonna. And if it does as well as it does, or they want it to, would they have any objection to paying this money back into the legacy fund to help it grow, to help other projects like the teachers pay or relieving tax debt or anything else?
Good question. Don't know on how the proceeds of it would be used, but fair question that we can ask as we go. We need to get all the folks part of that project to answer some of these questions, like admission and some of the other things. There's a whole group that are working on these questions. So Rod in Minon had a question on Senate Bill 2344, which is being voted on in the House today. Yes, Rod, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. As a landowner, we have an oil well on our family farm north of Stanley, and as written, I'm very concerned about that bill. Could you explain it a little better, or did I miss something?
Well, first of all, there's been some amendments, so I don't know if you're familiar with the latest, and that came at the request of landowners that stated that the surface owner has title to what they call this pore space, okay, and also clarifies that any existing or future contracts are not impaired if you have a disposal operation. That's the ones I'm talking about now are new. And then also there's another one that removes the greatest possible economic recovery of oil and gas as a primary focus to 2344. But the bottom line on it, in my mind, is it's a fix needed to ensure that landowners, disposable operators, oil producers really have a clear path regarding the injection of fluid, just some rules.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. Comes with feeding cattle, It's a good thing. A very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman Counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is today the day you're so darn happy about spring, you're going to say, you know what, I just want that spring feeling all the time, so I'm going to order some Dream Giza sheets, my friend Mike Lindell. I think today ought to be the day. I want to order another pair just to reward the man for his contributions to the Unplanned movie. That, by the way, is showing all over. I think I saw four or five different theaters in North Dakota this is playing at. Mike Lindell, Sean Hannity behind that. Wow, great movie. Anyway, if today is the day, You want that year-round spring feeling every time you slide into bed. You want the Giza Dream Sheets at 30% off. We'll pay the shipping, too. I mean, you just can't go wrong. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or at MyPillow.com, just use the promo code Scott. It'll be a great deal. So our listener from north of Stanley dropped off. Maybe I answered all his questions. The only other ones I was going to say on Senate Bill 2344. And again, you don't hear me often saying bill numbers and getting into details on this. I guess a couple of things kind of caught my craw on this one. One, there are some people opposing it that are saying some really dumb things. You know, the really, really dumb things. And some of them are, you know, the typical, you know, bitter liberal talk show hosts who shall remain nameless, but, you know, have sisters that are former senators. And some are, I'm not going to go through the list. It's just that my point is it's sort of the usual crowd. And whenever they run around and say the sky is falling and this is about, I mean, I care about one thing. You, the listeners of this program, and your interests. In this case, landowners. I am concerned about landowners, and I don't want more neighbor-on-neighbor lawsuits. This whole thing is being pushed by a bunch of people that are doing new business development for attorneys, for crying out loud, because they want neighbor-on-neighbor lawsuits. None of this stuff was too confusing. Back to 2016. Up to that point, things were pretty clear on how all this worked. Then a court got involved. Muddied the waters. So now we need some clarity so we don't have courts having to settle every one of these. And as I said earlier, I think the big thing is it's a very important fix so that landowners, disposable operators, oil producers, everybody knows the rules. They have a clear path regarding these injection of fluids that you got to have for oil production, folks. You just have to have them. It's part of the, it's part of the whole mechanism, how it works. I also think if you don't pass this, you have real problems with enhanced oil recovery, and that is a game changer. That's an opportunity for the coal industry to add value to CO2 in North Dakota, and real problems for the potential for that in the state. That's why Bowman has said, hey, we're for this. We see enormous opportunity here. So you got the coal industry protected. You got surface owners with land where oil and gas operations occurring, continuing to be compensated. Nobody's taking that away. You're basically just making sure the surface owner has the right that they're due. So anyway, that's why I just ask anybody that please get the facts. Don't buy into, oh, hey, there's bribes being taken by people on the, you know. One of the people I'm talking about actually said because I had Harold Hamm's phone number, somehow I was like dirty. Yeah, you've got his telephone number. It is right there in his cell phone. Who cares? I mean, I have a lot of CEO cell phone numbers. Because you guess what? If I want to stand up for the people of North Dakota or somebody, I have the access I need to get answers. I'm not going to apologize for that, but nobody tells me what to think. And the people being accused of taking bribes, legislators as an example, that's disgusting. That's way too low. So, there's some folks out there doing this. You're giving yourself a bad name. Stop it. Please, stop it. Kind of running out of time. We're going to get to all this stuff with Chris Burke, but I promised Sean Hannity and the border thing. I think we better do that. Roll that clip. Kevin Todd, who's doing this? Kevin's going to run it as soon as he finishes his sandwich. What are you chewing on in there?
A little chocolate-covered peanut.
Chocolate-covered peanut.
I'm ready.
I don't get the luxury of eating while doing the talk show.
But it's for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually did.
All right, so roll Hannity last night. This is on the border. Listen very closely to this, folks. Sean Hannity interviewing the President of the United States on the border.
We've repaired, I mean, literally, many, many miles. I could give you numbers, but many, many miles. We're building many miles. We're going to have hundreds of miles are already under construction or soon to be under construction. Billions of dollars will be necessary. It's absolutely vital. If you look at what's happening at the border, it's terrible with the human traffickers, the drugs, everything that's coming across. And it goes across the soft points, which are the points without the wall. And And we will have hundreds of miles built fairly quickly, billions of dollars. We took $1 billion in today, and I'm building it much less expensively than it was in the past. If you look at the past, they were talking about $25 to $30 billion. I'm building it for a fraction of that. The wall is better. It's going up faster. The Army Corps of Engineers is doing a great job working with us, and we have some real professionals, and the military has been incredible, putting up the barbed wire. Essentially, it's barbed wire. It's actually barbed wire plus, but it's incredible what they've done. You've seen it. I mean, you know, many, many miles of wire, and if we didn't have it, we would really have a problem, but we're really capturing. Let's use the word capturing. We're capturing people that are coming in illegally. We're not just releasing them. In some cases, we're running out of room. In many cases now, we're running out of room. The laws are so bad. Normally, you just bring them back, but the laws don't let you do that. Our laws that could be easily changed by the Democrats, but they are so bad and so corrupt on immigration, whether it's catch and release or chain migration or any of the various things that we have to put up with. It's terrible. So, but we're doing fantastically. We're building, in fact, in 2 weeks, I'm going to a location. It's going to be in California, believe it or not. They were begging us to build in San Diego, begging us to build wall. And we're just in the process of completing a major stretch of many miles of wall. And we're going to have a news conference there just to show people.
Mr. President,
it's really good stuff. It's better, less expensive, and goes up faster. But it's actually better than what they were doing before. So we're going to have it done, and we're in great shape. And I got great support from the Republicans, both in Congress, if you look at our congressmen and women, and from the Senate. I really had great support. A couple of them, people voted against, but you know what? That's okay. They had their reasons, but we had great support.
And you will be able to use, according to the Department of Defense, a significant number of billions of dollars because
many
they couldn't
billions,
overturn
yep.
your emergency
many
declaration.
Billions. And, you know, if you go to a lot of the generals, they will tell you this is a national emergency. This is, we need to defend our country. You have people pouring in. I mean, they are pouring. And now we're capturing these people. We're getting them. But, you know, we don't do like other countries. Other countries stand there with machine guns ready to fire. We can't do that, and I wouldn't want to do that.
This is the thing we told you about when we were there, where they catch it, but they have to let them go after 20 days. So that's got to be fixed. That's a nightmare. But what I worry about and what I hear from the president is when he talks, we are building hundreds of miles under construction. We've repaired and built miles already. I don't know the number there yet, but if repaired is now the benchmark, okay, if repaired is the benchmark along with built, now we're lowering the bar. I think the President of the United States is getting snookered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I go back to Kevin Cramer's letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, which I gave a copy of to the President when I interviewed him at the White House. Remember when he said, get me that letter, I want to see that letter, only me, get me that letter? And he later told Senator Cramer, you're right, and, you know, we've got some work to do with the Department of Homeland Security. The Corps of Engineers is saying, oh, yes, Mr. President, we're building hundreds and hundreds of miles of building it. What does that mean? Somebody's drawn it out on a piece of paper. Not that they're actually erecting it, putting it up. And it needs to. I think we're going to have some work to be done on this.
Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last to Stabo on North Broadway, Fargo Sons of Norway, 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel, call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Having seen only a summary of its conclusion so far through the lens of the Attorney General, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains confident that Congress is going to receive some form of the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe.
More than 80% of the American people want to see the report released. That is reflected in a 420-0 vote in the Congress. We will not be ignored.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is rejecting Republican calls that he resign as chairman. The GOP says he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Schiff claims there were clearly acts of collusion by former Trump associates.
And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, let's see here, Charles in Carrington. Oh, we took care of Charles. That's right. We're getting Charles's email address. I just want to make sure we got to everybody that was wanting to weigh in here before we go to our next segment. Mike in Tioga had a question or a comment about an earlier caller. Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Scott. First of all, plug for the Giza sheets. We've got two sets of them, and they are great. No, go back to your earlier caller who's a blooming idiot regarding this pipeline and any flooding damage that may be brought to the pipeline. Early in my career, I worked for the Brown & Root, the Gulf of Mexico. And I don't think people are aware of how many of those pipelines that are buried in the Gulf actually come inland, transition from being buried to above-ground piping systems. And if you've never seen what the Gulf of Mexico does during a hurricane or a tropical storm, if you're going to get any breach of the pipeline or damage based on water damage, it would be there. I don't remember hearing anything about anything like that.
Now, me either. You know, when that whole debate was popping up, I would have people that actually were working on the pipeline call me and say, look, we can't call because we work for a big company and we can't tell you. But you can't even believe how many precautions are there, how many different, you know, linings there are. What, you know, I mean, and you're right. There are a lot of them. We don't even realize they're there. And my deal is when somebody like that calls from San Francisco, other than snickering a little bit about San Francisco, I'm sorry, but the way of thinking there is just, you know, it's very Nancy Pelosi-ish. But is this. Okay, you don't want pipelines. Let's get rid of them. Guess how much you're going to pay for a gallon of gas? I'm telling you, it's $10. Take away the cheapest, safest, most efficient way of getting that product to a pump, it's going to change things dramatically because the transportation cost goes up by a lot. So that's why even Minnesota now, what they're doing with Line 3, there's a lot of hyperbole. It is by the AOC crowd, the Green New Deal crowd, and it is lacking in just basic common sense. They're not thinking about it. Yeah, it's really goofy. So I appreciate you bringing it up from your firsthand experience on that, Mike. Thanks a bunch.
Have a good day, Scott.
Thank you as well. Appreciate it. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Texter, why does the TR library have to cost so cotton-picking much? Only from a North Dakotan or a Northern Plains person would you get a question with that much flavor. I love it. Well, they're not cheap because of what they do, and I know if you watched the segment last night on television, you'd see a little bit of that. It is they're facilities that are museums, there are libraries that house all of the official papers of that presidency. They're a big deal. The beauty of this is, for a contribution, just taking care of the operation and maintenance that comes from a fund designed for things just like this, of $50 million, we're leveraging $100 million plus the investment from the federal government, the parks, everything else that'll go into it. So it's a good investment for North Dakota. But why does it have to cost so much? You just look at one, and I guess you'll know. Because could you do it in a Quonset? Yeah, but it wouldn't have quite the same appeal for folks. So last thing on that. Then also I'll return to the question on the border and the other issues, healthcare, fight or flight, that we haven't got to in a lightning round with Chris Berg coming up here in a couple of minutes. But right now I need to introduce some guests to you that are in studio with us today. They are in studio with us today because there is a luncheon later today hosted by North Dakota Broadcasters and the North Dakota National Guard are there. This is a great partnership. The North Dakota National Guard benefits from a contribution. It's sort of a two-way thing where we take our airtime, radio and TV, and devote it to help them recruit members who then do great things for us in North Dakota. So it's a great partnership. And we're joined in studio today by one of the leaders of the North Dakota National Guard on the leadership team, and that is Lieutenant Colonel Brock Larson. Brock, good to see you.
Good to be here, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in and participating in this today. And also someone that is stationed here in Fargo is the senior National Guard recruiter, Eric Wall. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. So the partnership is wonderful. Maybe we should start there and talk a little bit about what you'll talk about at lunch today. How does our airtime help you?
Yeah, good question. So about 6 months ago, we met Beth Helfrich, who approached us to start building a partnership with the North Dakota National Guard. And then she turned around and set up a bunch of luncheons all across the state. And so we're on this is our third one so far. We've done Bismarck, and we've done Jamestown, and now we're in Fargo. Today we're going to meet with about 25 radio stations, 4 TV broadcasters. What we do is we just share our mission with them, share our goals, and through the contract, through the National Guard Bureau, and the way the broadcasters leverage that, and how we can leverage that to help the broadcasters help us make our mission. So that's kind of what we're here for today, mainly to build relationships.
And then you help this guy to my left here, maybe bring in a few more people in the door to talk about a career in the Guard and Reserve. Tell us a little bit about when those conversations start, what kind of things you tell these young men and women.
Well, you know, honestly, it's just a great opportunity to be able to give back to the community that most of us grow up in and live in. So we just sit down, have a conversation, and see if, you know, maybe it's something for them. We're always looking for good, qualified individuals to join our ranks and be our brothers and sisters.
And, you know, the Guard's in the news from time to time, like, mm-hmm. you know, times like when we have flood fights as an example or other things that are happening. Talk a little bit about the mission and what your members of the North Dakota Guard do.
Yeah, so our mission is dual purpose, really. You know, we have a federal mission that we support the President of the United States on contingency operations across the globe. But more importantly, and just as importantly, we have a state mission to fulfill. And, you know, so domestic operations is in our wheelhouse. It's something that we believe that if we're trained to fight our federal mission, we'll be very successful on our state mission, which is domestic operations. We have that dual purpose mission. Our guys are always trained, always ready. Our readiness has never been higher than I've ever seen it since I've been in the National Guard. And we work hard every day to make sure that we're there when the state or the nation calls us.
And I will forever have, a appreciation for what you do and what the men and women of the North Dakota National Guard did during the flood of 1997. when I was living through that. I mean, it was just phenomenal. I mean, and literally, you know, had to police whether people could come in or out because there was an evacuation order of the entire communities. You know, just phenomenal. And yet it was a comforting thing to know that the Garden Reserve were there because it's just a chaotic time. So, but unfortunately, you've had lots of flood duty, right?
Yeah, I missed the 1997 one. I just graduated out of UND, and I was on active duty, and I was in Bosnia during that flood. So, but after I came back home and to the Guard, I did get to participate in the Fargo flood, and I also participated in the Minot and the Bismarck floods.
Yeah, no, and of course we all remember well after 9/11. You had actually literally the day of 9/11, happy hooligans. Mm-hmm. That were protecting the Pentagon and the country, and then obviously came the effort of Operation Iraqi Freedom, and in Afghanistan as well, and there were North Dakota Guard members there as well. So these are patriots doing good work. You know, obviously, you know, there is a whole variety, as we've talked about with Brock here, about where they can go. What do you give them in the way of incentives? When they come in, again, what we do as broadcasters is say, here's an opportunity you ought to know about. And then they say, okay, I want to know more about it. So they come to you to learn more about it. I know there's an education component. I know there's a flexibility component as far as your training and everything. But talk a little bit about, you know, what you think are the best pieces of the package that you're offering here.
Sure. You know, we really offer something for just about anybody in between the ages of 17 and 35. That's kind of our core group that we're looking for. So we're looking, the benefits that we have are phenomenal. And in my over 19 years, the benefits have never been better. We're offering 100% state tuition, reimbursement. We're offering, GI Bill kickers, which between that and your 1 week in a month, you can make almost about $1,000 every month while going to school. We have $50,000 student loan repayment right now. We have a phenomenal health care and dental and, just phenomenal insurance. We've got great benefits for prior service. So if you're over 35 and you've been in any branch of service, you still have that opportunity to come back, talk to us, and still have an opportunity to join. And, you know, on top of that, we also have $20,000 bonuses for some certain critical jobs that we have in the state of North Dakota. So, like I said, benefits have never been better.
Wow. Give me an idea of a $20,000 bonus criteria. What kind of job?
Well, we've got tons of jobs that are available for that. We've got anything from electricians, we got construction equipment operators, we got combat engineers, we've got intelligence positions, we've got mechanics, wow, aviation, pretty much a lot of what you can think about. We've got a job for you.
Are you satisfied with the amount of people you're recruiting? I mean, how are we doing on targets on recruiting?
So we're pretty close to our target goal right now, but we're never going to turn somebody away if they're qualified. Obviously, we've got to be ready and we've got to be prepared for anything. And so anybody that's between those ages and is looking to do something a little bit bigger than themselves and look to get some of these education benefits, please give us a call.
No kidding. Colonel Larson, how about nationally? How are we doing in the Garden Reserve as far as recruiting targets? I know I was always amazed after, you know, 9/11. That the, you know, targets were met over and over and over again, when obviously you knew, yeah, that there was a potential you're going to be deployed in harm's way. A lot of patriots out there. Are we still doing good on recruiting?
The National Guard is doing well. We're about halfway through our fiscal year, and we're, in the big picture, we're about halfway through our mission. And so are we in the North Dakota National Guard. We're about halfway. So we're about, you know, our mission is 340 new recruits this year into the North Dakota National Guard, and we're right around 210.
Fantastic.
So that's about perfect.
Anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, no, we just appreciate, you know, I want to say thanks to all our educators out there, superintendents, principals, all the folks supporting us, the businesses who, you know, put out the flyers on their bulletin boards, and the administrators who let us into their doors to talk to the kids. We
support.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an opportunity. They should. It's great. Fantastic. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can either visit me up at NDSU, or you can give me a call at 701-866-6048, or you can download the North Dakota National Guard, Army National Guard app.
Online.
Get a hold of us there.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thanks a bunch.
Yep, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great. More after this. What's on your mind?
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in and check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
BuickGMC.com. Still a whole bunch of the 2018 Sierras left, and of course the 2019s are in. You got to check out the tailgate. They finally got it right. Check it out. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Well, my guest in the White House tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, as well as Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall, Hogan Gidley, Deputy Press Secretary for the President, will join us tomorrow. We're going to kind of break down some of those comments on the border situation we talked about earlier in the Sean Hannity interview last night, so stay tuned for that. Also brought to you today by our friends at Schweitzer's, and I tell you what, I'd go in there right now today and load up. I mean, load up. We're going to get the brats ready to go, because can you imagine that first barbecue in spring here? Oh, my goodness, and all the homemade country-style sausages, original garlic, cheddar. If you tell them you heard about it here, you get an extra special deal. Homemade summer sausage, 625 South Washington Street. Just look for them between Dan's Supermarket and Runnings on South Washington. Chris Berg is here from Point of View with Chris Berg, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox every evening. And he was crazy enough to let me do the show last night, and I talked about something that he's not real fond of. He's not there with me yet. Did you watch the show? Do you watch the show when you're not?
I haven't had a chance yet, but I heard from Josh, our producer. He did a great, great job. So thank you for stepping in and doing an outstanding job. Although I did hear the topic, I'm like, you know, other than the topic, we've got emails from people going, last night's show really peed me off. This boondoggle I'm trying to get sold by this guy.
He warned me about that. He warned me about that. But it's exactly for the critics that we're doing this. We're talking to the – because I just want everybody to understand. But we'll save that debate for another day. We have a lightning round of things to get to here. First of all, I want to ask you about the health care situation. Because you have Obamacare. It's awful. And as soon as you say we got to repeal or replace it, the Democrats say – what about pre-existing conditions? As if you're not going to, you know, replace it with something that addresses all the stupid stuff that was in Obamacare and also some things that are okay that was in Obamacare, like pre-existing conditions, because everybody agrees on that. Anyway, the White House itself was really split on this. Evidently, Mick Mulvaney said, let's just scrap it. Let's be done with it. The vice president and others said, let's not go there. It's a wound open, and we've lost this politically, so not go there. The president sided with going there. Did he make the right decision?
I guess we'll see in 2020. You know, I mean, they took health care in 2018. It helped them win the House. In fact, I was talking to Congressman Armstrong just the other day, and I said, you know, what do you think, Mueller? Do you think he knew there was no collusion before the midterms? He said, Chris, you know what, the biggest thing about the midterms was really two things. One, we had 40 retirements, and two, health care. They just used health care as a, you know, bludgeon against the Republicans. And so if they can come out and own it, that would be fantastic. My concern is the fact that how long have we heard repeal and replace, and then they finally get the opportunity when they had all three, you know, the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and they had no plan. They had no plan to fill in the blank after a gazillion years, a gazillion amount of times telling us that they were going to have the answer.
Here's the next one that's perplexing them, and that's what I call fight or flight. And it is the question of whether the president himself should continue to wage the battle against Mueller and, you know, basically the swamp. Or whether or not he ought to focus on the issues and let others do that. Carl Rove's written a piece today. Everybody's talking about it, saying, hey, leave this to others. Get on the issues. That's the only way you can win. Now, here's where I just want one more caveat before you tell me what you think is the right way, because you're saying this is a no-brainer. If the evening news and the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post are deciding what to put on the front page, and they're in the middle of a debate to reform health care, as an example, or fix the border or whatever, but the president says one line about, you know, Mueller and that mess, what do you think they're going to put on the front page? So if he leaves it to others, they have to focus on the issues. But who do you think's right here?
Well, he's going to leave it to others. I mean, this is something within the DOJ, and then obviously with Senator Lindsey Graham being the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So, you know, it's not like President Trump's going to be digging through all the FISA warrants and stuff. I mean, he may obviously release them and whatnot, but, you know, I don't see him perusing all that stuff, you know, to make sure he's getting down to the bottom of it. I think he's going to sort of maybe guide some people. What he even said last night with Hannity, look, these people need to get this done. I'm all for transparency. This should never happen again in the United States of America, and I think he's spot on.
So keep hammering away. And I have to agree with you, because for this reason, that's how he got elected. Right? He didn't get elected doing it like other politicians do. Message of the day, we've got to do it exactly like this. We don't dare say this because then they won't. They're not going to talk about what he wants to talk about anyway. So he might as well just talk.
What were the two biggest chants throughout his entire campaign?
Lock her up, build the wall.
Build the wall, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone wants to see some form of justice here. And if we truly have a blind lady justice, then let's show that to the American people. Jussie Smollett.
Oh, what is that? I have one word to explain that nightmare, Chicago. What in the world do you make of that?
Well, I think there's a bigger play here. And one of the things that many people are missing, I remember saying this to you on Monday, Scott, I said, remember, Avenatti was indicted on Monday. I've read the indictment out of the Southern District of New York. The co-conspirator he's with was Greg Gragos. Okay, why does that name sound familiar? Because that was Jussie Smollett's attorney. So I think there was a bigger play here where the FBI was watching Smollett, knew some of his communications. You know, there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle here, but I think you're going to see some shoes drop over the next few weeks where you're going to be like, didn't realize that trail was going to lead to that. So we'll see how it plays out.
Now, isn't it also interesting that Michelle Obama's former chief of staff is in the middle of this?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. But, I mean, when you look at what happened here, it's such an abnormality, the way the thing is sealed, the whole thing's dismissed. I mean, it's nuts.
It is nuts. All right, no POV tonight, or tomorrow night, with March Madness. But he'll be back Monday, folks. Going strong. Chris Berg, 6:30 Point of View. KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. God bless you.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.